How can the state of Hawaii recruit and retain the best teachers? We've been living with teacher shortages for decades, and the effort to find new approaches to the problem has led to an incentive program called Grow Your Own. The program offers scholarship stipends to Hawaii Department of Education employees who are emergency hires, substitute teachers, or educational assistants. It's a collaboration between the DOE and the University of Hawaii at Manoa College of Education. University of Hawaii College of Education Dean Don Young spoke with us about the effort to break a logjam that has existed for too long.
It certainly has existed for a long time. I can give you a personal story. I was recruited to come here as a teacher in 1969. Mm-hmm. My wife and I thought this would be a wonderful opportunity to go for a 1 or 2 year adventure. But, of course, that was some 47 years ago. Yeah. We never left. So yeah. We were probably one of the exceptions. But it's been a long, continuing, persistent problem that we've not been able to solve.
Mm-hmm. What's different about the current efforts to solve it?
I think the current efforts are being exacerbated by the fact that all of the teacher preparation programs in the state, and now there are about 9 or 10 of them, in addition to the University of Hawaii, which has 4 campuses. But it's being exacerbated by the fact that actually in my own college, College of Education at Manoa, the number of graduates being recommended for teaching degrees has decreased. And in part, that's trying to get applicants. Once we get the applicants, we can get them through. Mm-hmm. But the particular other side of the issue is the retention issue. With the Department of Education still hovering around 50% retention after 3 to 5 years.
That's a pretty troubling statistic right there, because you think of teaching, as you yourself have seen in your own career, as a career that more than most carries with it a sense of mission.
Yes, and it attracts particular kinds of people because of that. I mean, when I look at my own personal career and the impact that I've had the opportunity to have on students and teachers, that's what most people go into education for.
Yeah.
It's certainly not for the – although salary is certainly important, it's not the only reason people go into a field such as this.
Well, frequently people who teach have enough training so that they could probably – make more money somewhere else.
That's probably true, and that may contribute to why some of the candidates, after they are in employment and teaching, do leave the field.
I would think so. That 3 to 5 year thing it makes one think that, you know, have they just grown disillusioned, or, you know, it'd be interesting to poll those people and see what their reasons are. Do you have some sense of what they are?
Well, we have some sense. I mean, the research is very clear. If we can get teachers to successfully complete that 3 to 5 year teaching experience, they tend to stay in the profession. Mm-hmm. So a number of things have happened. The Department of Education in recent years has done a phenomenal job of providing induction and mentoring. Assigning a mentor to every new hire. Mm-hmm. And for our part in the College of Education, we've created a program called SONG, Supporting Our New Graduates, mm-hmm. In which we have 3 faculty members who work with our recent graduates for 2 to 3 years into employment, because we want them to be successful, and
sure.
We also want to be sure that they stay through that critical period. So there are some things happening in that realm that we're hoping will show promise, but the data are still not available.
Well, it makes a lot of sense to approach it that way, because the leaving after 3 to 5 years implies that you ran into problems you didn't anticipate.
Well, there are some disturbing new findings that we've recently heard from the department. The number one reason for those who are leaving the profession has changed recently. The biggest area is probably still retirements, but mm-hmm. if you look at why people are leaving the profession, they're leaving Hawaii. And we haven't been able to dig down into the data to find out who's leaving Hawaii. Is it recent recruits that mm-hmm. are leaving, which we've known has been a problem for a number of years? Or worse yet, do we know if it's some of our own students our local students who are leaving Hawaii?
Well, just, you know, most people hearing that would immediately say cost of living.
You can't deny it.
Right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Just, you know, without knowing any of the data involved, your immediate reflexive response is, hey, well, it costs too much. And you can do better somewhere else. And that's, you know, that's certainly the perception that you're, working against with these new programs.
We are, and there's a larger context, too, that I want to mention, and that is we need to change the narrative in the public, in the community, in the legislature, mm-hmm. to your listeners about teaching as a profession. There's been so much negative impact on teaching as a profession in recent years that I think a lot of it has to do with just changing the narrative mm-hmm. of what teaching is all about and who are the people who go into teaching and make it their career. That's resulted in what we've been talking about the last 2 weeks of a campaign, a multimedia campaign called Be a Hero, Be a Teacher.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
It began actually with meetings with legislators back in November as meaning the University of Hawaii and other providers, were trying to brainstorm how we can address this particular persistent problem of teacher shortage. Mm-hmm. And among the items that were raised at the time were the cost of an education, cost of tuition. But the larger issue is just the feeling, reputation, rap, if you will, of teaching as a profession.
Yeah.
So in December, President Lasner called together all of the UH campuses, and as we mapped out what are the pathways to teaching that we have within the University of Hawaii system, mm-hmm. and there are many, what is it that we can do to change that narrative? So President Lasner was able to secure some funding to hire a multimedia vendor, Kai Media, who created both print, meaning posters, banners, announcements, flyers, and a multimedia campaign that includes PSAs, videos, and we've labeled the particular effort as Be a Hero, Be a Teacher. Mm-hmm. So that it was just really just launched about 2 weeks ago, and it's been getting tremendous support from the news media, including HPR, and the local newspapers. I understand that we've had over 9,000 views of the videos online, which we think collectively in the community can begin to change that narrative.
In conjunction with a kind of hearts and minds approach that you just described, what kind of economic support can government offer?
Well, thank you for asking. Again, starting with that meeting with the legislators, and particularly Senator Michelle Kadani, the legislature last session for the first time funded in a small amount, but it's what amounts to state scholarships for mm-hmm. those going into teaching. So about $400,000 was allocated for scholarships. But they're targeting interesting populations that, as educators, we've never targeted before. Mm-hmm. Three in particular. Those scholarships are available to educational assistants who are already working in the schools, to emergency hire teachers who are already working in the schools, mm-hmm. and to substitute teachers. All three of those target groups we've never thought of as target groups before. They are, all three of them were targeting people who have an undergraduate degree, but the scholarships will provide funding for them to complete a post-baccalaureate certificate in secondary education over 3 semesters that will qualify them for licensure. The deadline for that, I might point out for listeners, the deadline for applications is October 1st, so we'll know by next week whether or to what extent that particular effort will be successful.
But I think that's an extremely pragmatic approach. Now we're getting to you're talking about a population of people who've already indicated a desire to teach and are actually, executing.
Yes. The other part of that is we're targeting what the Department of Education has identified as hard-to-fill subject areas as well. Mm-hmm. So the natural ones that people are most familiar with, mathematics, science, English, interestingly enough, world languages, and Hawaiian. So we're looking particularly for candidates who meet those particular fields as well as the most critical subject fields that are in shortage.
Be great if somebody listening were to become one of those candidates.
That's why I'm trying to give it a plug.
Thanks very much.
You have 1 week to apply.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
All right. Bye-bye.
Donald Young was appointed Dean of the College of Education at UH Manoa in August 2012. The Grow Your Own program will award up to $600,000 in scholarship stipends to recruit new teacher candidates who already serve in educational capacities in Hawaii. You can learn more about it on our Conversation Facebook page.